The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Fane Maynard. Once driven to the brink of extinction in the United States, the population of Mexican wolves has doubled in just the past 5 years. There were at least 109 wild Mexican wolves, or lobos, in the Southwest in 2014, up from 83 in 2013, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's the fifth year in a row the small population has grown. In 2010, there were just 50 Mexican wolves in the wild. According to the latest wolf census, conducted through radio tracking, aerial surveys, and sightings in the field, there are now 19 packs with at least 53 wolves in New Mexico and 56 wolves in Arizona. The Mexican wolf, which is a smaller subspecies of the gray wolf, was hunted out of the wild in the United States by the 1970s. In the 1980s, when wildlife officials were devising ways to introduce captive-bred Mexican wolves in the Southwest, their goal was to have 100 individuals in the wild to guard against extinction. Earlier this year, Fish and Wildlife Service officials announced that Mexican wolves would be protected as a subspecies under the Endangered Species Act, separate from gray wolves.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.